is the day which the Lord has made. We will. Oh, I love that. You know, one of the things I love about communion is a body when we come and take that. And I was very thankful when Ad and I just said, hey, we're running low on some of the communion cups. We may need to get some more. I don't know if we'll have enough to make it. Well, praise God. What does that mean? That means people are coming and consuming and taking of the Lord's at the Lord's table Sunday after Sunday. And I'm so thankful for that. And so we did get more in anticipation of constantly taking up the Lord's Supper as one body. Amen. All right. Well, I said half a year is gone. And you know what I like to ask? What have you done with it? What have you done with the first half of 2023? Has it been anything spectacular? Has it just been consistent? Has it been amazing? Has it been stagnant? I hope not. Half a year is gone. We've got half a year ahead of us. How's your faith walk been in that first half of the year? Anything exciting change there? Any roadblocks? Any stumbling blocks? Anything that we've faced maybe and we think, oh man, what a difference half a year makes. What a difference a week makes. Right? A week ago this Sunday, last Sunday, I had a job. Monday I lost that job. And I thought, I called my wife and I said, how amazing, I am free. I am free. And I thought the stress was gone, the worry was gone. I enjoyed that job, but it is no more. I notified my family, said, oh, bad news. I found a job and I start tomorrow. So my weeks of enjoying my downtime are gone. But I told Cindy on the second day, I said, you know, I wanted to do a few things. I wanted to spend time with the family and the grandkids. And I want to be able to mow my own lawn, well, which I do, but I just didn't have enough time to do it as often as I wanted to. And I spent Tuesday watching Aurora. And she was amazing. And I love that. The next day I spent mowing my lawn. Then I got a call from a friend of mine. I hadn't even put out an application. I hadn't done anything with a resume. And he said, hey, my boss wants to talk to you. Are you free later today? My calendar's wide open now, buddy. Yeah, what time? And lo and behold, I have a job that I start Monday with. And my point to that is, God is good. I have worried in the past if I didn't have a job, but this time I didn't. And I told my wife, God is faithful. He's good. And I get a lot of times we say, man, if he closes one door, he'll open another. That one may be miles away that I got to walk to. I don't know. But I just didn't worry. I really anticipated, like I said, more free time. But it's okay. God is faithful to us. And we have to trust Him. And we have to know that each and every one of us, wherever we are, He's got us. Why did He let that happen? I could easily say, Lord, I preach in one of your churches. Why did that happen? Because the Bible tells us we're going to come against things. Whether it's people or situations or circumstances or whatever. And it's okay. So long as our heart is right and our faith is strong, when these things come against us, we can weather them. We can get together with them. And I thought, man, I was looking back on yesterday. Oh, well, that was a good job. Thinking about today, whatever will I do? Worrying about tomorrow, but I didn't worry a whole lot about tomorrow. But I thought, that's our life. That's what we do. We're always looking back to yesterday. What was, what should have been, what could still be. We think about today. It's not anymore. And we often worry about tomorrow. But God says this. Let me rephrase that. God says, not your family, not your friends, not your neighbors, not YouTube, not Google, but God says, put your trust in me. Period. God says, trust me. Well, I saw on YouTube, if you would just trust this, that, and do these things. God says, put your trust in me. I've got you. I created you. By the way, my brush is still wet. I'm still making the masterpiece that is you. In each and every one of us, he's not done. He wasn't done with Job when all those things came against Job and he lost everything. He said, I will restore these things. You have been faithful to me. I will restore you. There's multiple scriptures that he says, I will uphold you. I will hold you. I will strengthen you. I will pick you up again. And if necessary, again. And if necessary, again. So as we move forward, we're preparing to celebrate Independence Day, July 4th. Well, today I'm going to talk about Dependence Day. And I don't mean dependence like your children or whatever. I mean dependence like I depend. Turn in your Bibles to John chapter 15, verse 1. John chapter 15, verse 1. It will not be Matthew chapter John today, but John chapter 15, verse 1. And I looked up, what does dependence mean? And it says being influenced or determined by or subject to another. Reliance and trust. I thought, man, there's no better person to be influenced by than God. He influences my actions. Wednesday night Bible study with Eric this past Wednesday, we talked about our earthly walk versus our heavenly look and thinking about those. And I said, I think our earthly walk, when we focus on God, what we're doing here in God and pleasing Him, that directs us towards our heavenly life. When we focus on our heavenly life and what lies ahead for us, that hopes or helps to drive our earthly walk. They go hand in hand, I believe. But I thought there's no better person to be influenced by than God our Father. Amen? All right. John chapter 15, verse 1 says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. Let me just stop right there. Did you catch that? It says, even if you're bearing fruit, he may have to stop for a minute and prune that branch. All he's doing when we go through changes is pruning us. Why? That it may bear more fruit. We may think we're fruitful enough. You guys remember my pizza boxes down here? We had the little pizza box. Oh, the Lord's blessing me. Well, yeah, you've got enough to eat. You have enough to share. Oh, not that personal pizza. What about the medium? Well, his blessings are still okay. I can share a little. Oh, then we get into the large pizza box. That's what I like. Man, my blessings are full. I can share. I can't do something with all of this. But he wanted us to have, you remember what that other one was? The Shaq-a-roni Express or whatever that big pizza was. That's the abundant life he wants us to have. He says, I come that you may have life more abundantly. You see, you're bearing fruit, but he says, I come that you may bear more fruit. And to do that, I may have to stop and prune you every now and then. It's okay when we go through these things if we know who and what we are in Christ. But better yet, if we know who He is in our life. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is my provider. He is my salvation. He is my safety. He is my help. He is our strength. That's right. That's amen if I ever heard it. I'll take it. He is our provider. He provides what we need. He doesn't always provide what we want. We'll talk about that in just a minute. I'm getting ahead of myself. But listen to this in verse 3. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. The branch cannot survive disconnected from the tree. You cannot survive disconnected from God and His people. It tells us, do not forsake the fellowship of the body. There is a reason for that. The body helps you. It protects you. Verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me you can do what? Nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire and they are burned. Doesn't sound very useful in the burn pile, does it? If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you may bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. Man, I love that. But listen to something we often skip. I wanted to read through that, but verse 3 says this in verse 4. Now you are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. That's great. The word has made them clean. To be fruitful, they must do more and they must be more. They must abide in Him. Many believers today think, I'm clean by the Word. I am washed clean by the blood of the Lamb. True. But Jesus says in verse 6, you will be cast out, you will wither away, you will be gathered and thrown into the fire and burned if you do not abide in Him. It is not enough to know the Word of God. You are clean because of the Word. It is not enough, I don't want to get into a debate on that, to be washed by the blood of the Lamb. It is to the extent of salvation. But He says, I desire more from you. You see, I desire for you to be connected to me. Don't just know about me, don't read about me, and then live the life you want. Don't be washed in my blood. This is the bread of life here. For as often as you eat of this bread, do this in remembrance of me. For as often as you drink of this cup, do this in remembrance of me. But do not be disconnected from me. We can go to school and learn about all kinds of subjects. We can sit and understand all kinds of subjects in the Bible. But if we are not living for Him and we don't submit to Him, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. You're already clean by the Word. It's not enough. It's not enough. We talked Wednesday night about complacency versus contentment. And I said, some people may be content in their complacency. But He says, I want you to have more. The true vine is me, and you must be connected to me. People oftentimes say, I don't go to church. I've never gone to church. I know the Word. I know this. But He asked us to be connected to Him. And it's slightly possible that they can be connected that way. But He does desire us to be in fellowship with other believers. Every now and then you find the odd plant out that is growing on its own out in the middle of nothing. Okay. Thank you, God, because you're able to do all things. But we miss that often. Let's move on. John chapter 15, verse 9. And it says, as the Father loved me, I also have loved you. He says, oh, my Father set the example by loving me. Now Jesus said, I'm setting the example by loving you. And by the way, a couple of verses before this, he talks about that as well. But he says, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and I abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you that my joy remain in you. We've talked about this verse many times. He says, I'm telling you this so that my joy can be in you, but that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. We've talked before about loving other people. How does that happen? Well, that comes through us, the filter. We have to open and clear the filter for God's love to come down into us. And sometimes there are things that block us from receiving God's love. We have to clear that out so that we're open to receive His love. We get so upset, God, why'd you let me lose my job? Was that His fault? Was it mine? Maybe not. I'd say not, but that's just me. But people get upset. I can't receive His love because I lost a job that I enjoyed. Oh, but then it caused me some stress lately. Am I free? Yes, thank you, God. Thank you for that freedom, for that release. We have to open ourselves up to receive His love. Why? So that it can go through us and out of us to share with others. It's awfully hard to love other people when we don't allow God's love to penetrate our hearts. It's awfully hard to love other people when we're cranky human beings and upset about life and circumstances and situations. But He wants us to have it to the full. Have joy to the full. I want you to love one another as I have loved you. Well, guess what He did? He loved us in all of our sins. He loved us though we were yet still sinners. And then we have the nerve not to love other people because of their flaws, because of their hang-ups, possibly because of their past hurts. Verse 13, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. But listen to this. He says, you are my friends if you do whatever I command. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father, I've made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit. So it's not an option, really. He's chosen us. He says, man, I picked you. By the way, I also appointed you to go and bear fruit. Whatever you ask the Father, it doesn't say that He may give to you, but it says whatever you ask the Father in my name, He may give you. These things I command you, that you love one another. He's given us these examples. He says, I want you to be dependent on me. You want to be fruitful. You want to be productive in the kingdom business. You must abide in me. You must be dependent on me. Because he says, without me, you are what? Nothing. John chapter 5, verse 30. John chapter 5, verse 30, real quick. It says, I can, this is Jesus speaking, I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is righteous because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. Thank you, Jesus, for giving us an example. He says, I can't even do anything apart from my Father. I have to be connected because without that, I can do nothing. I become nothing. even Jesus Christ is dependent on the Father and dependent on the Father's will to do anything or to be anything. Turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I love to remind people that I marry in the wedding ceremony that this is what God says about love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1 through 8. And it says this, "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Now I want us to think about that a minute. That just talked about an awful lot of good stuff. Man, I'm feeding the poor. Hey, I am prophesying. Hey, I have great knowledge of this. So he's saying it's possible to have this knowledge, to have this wisdom, to have this information, to be these great people for the kingdom. Oh, minus that one thing, love. But I have not love, it profits me nothing. He calls Christians, he calls Christ followers, he calls his disciples, he calls men of God and women of God. He calls us all to love one another. He tells us over and over and over, love one another. How? Same way I loved you through all your sins and faults, Adam. The same way. Yeah, but God, love one another just as I have loved you, openly, willingly, humbly, generously. Now, verse 4 says, love suffers long and is kind. Oh, there we go. Love is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. Love is not puffed up. It does not behave rudely. It does not seek its own. It's not provoked. It thinks no evil. By the way, love does not rejoice in iniquity, but it rejoices in truth. It bears all things. It believes all things. It hopes all things. It endures all things. Love never fails. Love never fails. Jesus said, be dependent on me. As the example, you want to love other people? Let me show you how to do it. Open my word and look at the people I have loved over time. Look at the Old Testament, the way God loved people. Look at the New Testament, the way Jesus loved and embraced people that other people shut out. Lord, they are different. Lord, they are not Christ-like. Saying that almost makes you not Christ-like. God, they're different. He said, I embrace different people. But he says, I want to draw them to me. And by the way, when they're drawn to me, I want to draw them in such a manner that makes them want to be like me. what is it about that person? Well, it's their kindness. In bad situations, they're always kind. Blessed is the peacemaker. In bad situations, they're always trying to bring two sides together. They go out and they feed the poor and they prophesy. And they understand all the mysteries. Well, they better have love if they want to be anything in the eyes of God. Because if they have not love, it profits me nothing. Because he says, love never fails. It is always there. It will uphold people. It will uphold situations. It will uphold you as you go through different things. He says, be dependent on me. Rely on me. Rely on my love. Rely on my words that say, I've got you. When you fall, what does that say? That means you will fall. When you fall, I'm here for you. Oh gosh, he's telling us we're going to fall. He's telling us we're going to stumble. I don't know why we should be surprised when we do. Unless we just trip over our own feet because we're not paying any attention. But he also says, man, you've got to watch where you're walking. But by the way, when you fall, I'm here to pick you up. You know, Adam, I put a big old stumbling block there, but I put a label on saying warning. You couldn't go around it, step over it high enough. I tell you guys, I love watching YouTube videos and little short things. Don't take forever to watch. And the fails. How many people do you see jumping over a chain? They jump over that and they catch their big toe on it and they just fall flat on their face. And God sometimes, I think, looks at it and say, you got to be kidding me. You couldn't clear that? That was nothing. He says, my word is a lamp unto your feet. Could you not see how low or high that was and clear it a little bit more? Put a little more effort or energy into clearing the stumbling block? Let's be honest. Sometimes our answer is no. No, I just thought I'd just clear it. Big deal. No effort. But he says it takes effort, by the way. And it takes effort to love one another as he loved us. It does. It's hard. At times. But he calls us to do it. He says, do it by depending on me. Oh, we've got young, independent men, I'm sure, filling this congregation. But better yet, we have independent women. Whew, we've been taught to be independent. We don't need anybody. Guys and gals, be careful. You've got to rely on God. Don't be so independent you say, I don't need His help. I can do this. Uh-oh, that chain just got raised up a little higher and you didn't see it. We have to be careful when we do those things and think those things. Let's be independent that we can rely on ourselves while relying on God, though. We can't leave Him out of our situations. Today is your Independence Day by depending on Him. Amen? Today you've got opportunity to rely on Him, to turn your life to Him. Stop relying on others. Stop relying on stuff to fill you up. Stop relying on things to get you out of situations. He says, man, rely on me. Trust in me. I am the true vine. And he tells us clearly, if you're not connected to me, you are nothing. You're going to wither up. We're going to gather you together. You'll be cut off, withered up. We'll cast you into the fire and you'll be burned. But know this, He desires for us to bear fruit. And He desires us to bear even more fruit than we currently are. And for some of us, He may need to prune us. Amen? That's hard to accept. I don't want Him to prune me. I feel good. He says, I've got to prune you. In doing that, you will be able to bear more fruit. Let His will and His word lead you throughout today, throughout the week, throughout the month. We've got a whole another half of the year. Allow His will and His word to lead you in the last half of this year. allow him to lead you in your family, in your life in that way. This morning as we pray, we're not going to sing a song. At the end we'll have some music. But I'm going to pray for God just to call you to depend on him. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for your word. Lord, we thank you for the lesson of being connected to the true vine. God, we thank you for the reminder that we are nothing when we are not connected to you. God, today I pray that our hearts are humbled, that we open our minds and our heart to receive you. God, I pray today that we are drawn to you, as I said before, drawn to you and to be more Christ-like. God, I pray also today that we are drawn to the fellowship of believers. God, we're getting ready to celebrate Independence Day in this nation. But today in this church, man, we are celebrating Dependence Day. We are dependent on you. We acknowledge that. Today, as we close our eyes and pray, Lord, I'm calling for those that want prayer that they come forward. Lord, without distraction, without holding back, that, Lord, we're drawn to you. Lord, we're drawn to prayer. Today, let's just continue in an attitude of prayer right now.
Good morning, guys. I really feel like the Lord wants me to share this, and I'm going to tell you a little story like Pastor Eric does. As I was receiving my healing, and I was watching a show, and it was not a Christian show. It was actually HGTV. And I love the ones where they go to different countries, and because we've traveled so much and been to different places. Anyway, it was this gal that was an executive, had a great job, a big home, and a lot of money. And like I said, it didn't say anything about the Lord or anything, but the Lord was ministering and showing this to me. And this woman felt that she was supposed to sell her home, give up her job, and do something that required her to give to people. And as she did that, as she was in the process of doing that, she found out that she had cancer. And so she ended up going to Bonn, Germany, because over there it was much cheaper for her to go to school and get the degree in whatever she was going into. Well, as that was playing out, the Lord spoke to me and said, and she said something about happy people and being fulfilled and doing something that made a difference. And the Lord spoke to me and said, my people, when they give unto me, they're the happiest people. And as he gives, we're like a reservoir. It just comes in and goes out. And so I am so thankful for this body. And I thank you for your prayers for me as I had my surgery. And I could honestly feel the prayers as I lay there before the Lord, worshiping and just being in his presence. And I thought, this is the time the Lord wants me to share this, because love, all the gifts are going to pass away, but the greatest gift is love. And as we give a drink of water, as we minister to our, you know, bless our neighbor or whatever, but I wanted to thank you so much for the love that you lavished upon me through your prayers, through your visits, through your food. And I really think that we are a church of love. I think God shows his love to us and through us, every one of us. Y'all have no idea. As you give unto me, you are giving unto the Lord. And I really wanted Kisha to be here and sing that song. As you give unto me, or, you know, the song about giving as giving to the Lord. Because everything that we do is just a cycle of what he has given to us. And I just bless y'all, and I love you very much, and I thank you.
Amen. Thank you. And you may have noticed she's walking without her walker right now. So praise God for that. We're going to continue just praying. If you would just hang tight while we finish, we're going to continue praying. If you need prayer for anything, I'm asking for husbands to leave their wives to leave their husband in their seats, to come forward for prayer. Children to leave their parents, maybe parents to leave their children. Come up here for prayer. Whatever your need is, let's not leave here today dependent on other things rather than God. So let's just continue in an attitude of prayer, if you would. Thank you.